Brother, czy mógłbym prosić, żebyście podnieśli rękę ci, którzy byli tutaj ze mną 25 lat temu? Dziękuję. Dziękuję, Colin, za zaproszenie. To jest dla mnie naprawdę szczególny czas, ponieważ w pewien sposób to miejsce stało się dla mnie domem duchowym.
Because this is sort of in a sense for me this was a very spiritual place in my spiritual journey.
Yeah. And so I feel, także czuję się tutaj jak w domu.
So I feel as if I'm at home.
Kiedy tutaj moja młodsza córeczka weszła, Marta.
And when my little daughter came, Marta.
She immediately took, wzięła za rękę Ruby.
English, you know.
Ruby.
She took when Marta came here. She found Ruby and she got hold of Ruby's hand and they were together.
I od razu zaczęły się bawić tutaj jak w domu.
And they were playing here as though she was at home, as though she'd always been here.
To mnie tak wzruszyło.
That really moved me, really touched me.
Ponieważ mój dom też jest tutaj.
Because my house, my home is also here.
I wasze doświadczenie stało się tutaj moim doświadczeniem.
And your experiences are also my experiences.
I stoję tutaj między wami, żeby zaświadczyć.
And so among you, I've experienced these things.
W jaki sposób pracowało we mnie to, co wyście też i zainwestowali.
So because of what I've experienced here, I've also taken that into my life. So you've invested into me. It's been an investment into me.
And I want to give you back a little bit.
Mogę wam podać jeszcze. So We won't do that. We do that in Lance Corona. We get awfully confused in Lance Corona. When we start speaking each other's languages, we find ourselves interpreting into the other's language. We're not going to do that this morning. Can I hand over to you now, Andrzej?
Jeszcze tylko jedna rzecz.
Okay, he still wants me for one
chciałbym
more thing.
Po polsku pozdrowić członków tej polskiej wspólnoty.
He just wanted to greet anyone here from the Polish community.
Kiedy zostałem posłany na naukę języka angielskiego.
When I was learning English.
Miejscem, gdzie uczyłem się języka angielskiego, zawsze stawał samochód Volkswagen, stary Volkswagen z napisem Solidarność.
In the place where I was learning English when I was here in Edinburgh, parked in front of the place where I was learning English, there was an old Volkswagen van and it had a Solidarity sticker in the window.
Zawsze mnie intrygowało, co to jest.
It always intrigued me what that was.
I postanowiłem stać tak długo, dopóki właściciel nie przyjdzie.
And jeszcze raz.
Stać tak długo przy tym samochodzie, dopóki właściciel nie przyjdzie.
And so I waited with the car until the owner of the car came back.
And it was Stefan who was owner of the car.
Yeah, Stefan and Ida.
Także przywitajmy tutaj Stefana i Idę, bo od tamtego czasu stali się oni również gośćmi tej wspólnoty.
Because I just wanted to say thank you as well. I wanted to acknowledge Stefan and Ida because we also they also became part of the fellowship. We came into fellowship at the same time. In fact, Stefan and Ida, I have to say, I met in Poland in Schlembach in that village. They turned up in that Volkswagen camper van, orange and white camper van. I'm thinking, what on earth is an orange and white camper van doing with a British number plate here in southern Poland? And it was Stefan and Ida's van.
Okay. Także jesteśmy połączeni w Panu.
So we've been linked, we've been together in heart.
Także Honduras nie jest za daleko.
So Honduras is a bit further away.
Okay. Let me now turn into my English and then Colin can interpret you into your English. So I was when I came here, I was part of renewal movement in Poland in those days under communism, hidden movement that was rapidly growing in our church in Poland. So my access to the so-called free world those days was very limited. And one day, you know, this man arrived, like Colin and Chris. And Bill and his Yeah, there were two others, and Brian Hayes. And it was something really that struck us, you know. We were enjoying a real move of the Holy Spirit within our movement. So in 75, I got baptized in the Holy Spirit, not knowing at all what the baptism in the Spirit is. I was speaking in tongues, not knowing what tongues are, you know. People are prophesying, not knowing what it is, prophecy, you know. Healing took place, people didn't know what is healing, you know. So it was so-called naked grace, you know, which means nobody could interpret for us, and it just happened, you know. People were coming from the street and saying, "What can someone explain me what happened with me?" You know. So I have really hard time to find someone to interpret for me what is really what tongues really mean, you know. And by God's grace, you know, in 74, someone who was a friend of Ian Archbard flew to Poland from the States. And then he started to pray with me in tongues. And I thought, what are you doing publicly? You know, I'm saying, I do the same silently. I don't know what it is. But he says, these are tongues, you know. I was a nuclear physics student those days. So I resigned. I finished my nuclear physics. But then everybody, I told, there is more power. So when I was defending my master thesis, my promoter was asking, what you are doing now? Are you working in CERN in Geneva with me in nuclear physics or evangelism? And I answered, evangelism. So congratulations. You know. Remember, those were communist times. So we were really lacking knowledge and experience how to bring, you know, this naked grace into living reality. And all of a sudden, you know, this man came and they said, we have something for you. We have something for you. We have to give you something unconditionally, you know. It is something, you know. I didn't know really what it is, but it seems to be that it was very precious for them what it was. So they were convincing us, you have to come to Edinburgh and to live with us to get to know what it is. So we're so confident, because they were so confident also, that we have to come and to find it. But it was not easy those days to find it, because communists, they didn't allow us to get passports, you know, knowing that we are leaders of underground movement. But they were so persistent that they shake the earth, they shake Catholic bishop here, they shake my university, Catholic University in Lublin, and also bishops in Poland, you know, to bring us over in a special diplomatic way to Edinburgh. So this is how we came here, you know. But they knew they have something to give. Their vision was that they have to reach renewal movement, upcoming, you know, renewal movement, Catholic renewal movement in Poland, with what they think, you know, they grasp, or what they think that grasp them to give us, you know, so that we as renewal movement could make this blessing a heritage of our Catholic body in Poland. Am I right? Yeah, so this was vision, and I found myself, you know, they ruined my plans. But it was a really, really great time being with you here, and we found ourselves such a generosity, you know. When in those days, you know, you felt almost like not knowing why did happen to us, you know. We were not able to be part of the free world, you know. At those days, you showed us what is God doing in the Christian body all over the United Kingdom. And also, we were able to make another contact. And really, a new life came through here, a new vision. And really, I found after being back from here, God started to do many different new things in my life. So just coming back from here, I started to lead our people more towards worship, because we're so those days community was so much consumed with John Wimber singing and his spirit and his power, that we try to bring as much as possible songs of worship into our worship. And the other focus was on community, to make our charismatic prayer groups more like communities, more like established communities, living your experience. So I came here with Sanita with a special purpose to celebrate with you this time that so largely influenced our life. So we are here to celebrate. And it is amazing. It seems to be that this 25 years ago, it was a special time of grace for Scotland, you know. And many things came into life. Yesterday I was invited by Chris to come to a praise gathering, you know. The first person I met, it was in white. And he was just coming with his ministry here. And it was 25 years ago I could meet him here, you know. And then they said, praise gatherings, they started also these days, you know. And new charismatic churches were really flourishing those days. I think the Charismatic Renewal also had their base days those days here in Scotland. So it was time of grace, and I found these people who were then captured by the Spirit, they are still in the yoke, they are moving, they are going ahead, and now. But there is also a challenge how to give this heritage to the next generation, you know. And I found myself, you know, especially to speak to you young people, you know, that you have to receive from this what is your heritage already. And I'm speaking about what is already your tradition, you know. Because this vision really shaped our next years, you know. In the year 92, I was released by the church to lead School of Evangelization and Christian Life. I really took into existence, you know, some experiences that I've brought from here and from Charismatic Renewal and from other communities, like Sword of the Spirit, which Ian was before part of. So we started the school in 92, and the purpose of the school was to restore Christian life in former republics of Soviet Union. We started this project in 90s. We formed through 50 days of summertime people from former republics of Soviet Union and from different evangelistic group of our communities together. Then we sent them in teams of 15, 16 people from different nations, from different churches, to bring help those places when church was in need. So we focused on Greek Catholic communities, on Catholic communities, on Orthodox communities, but always having around, you know, Pentecostal leaders, Pentecostal pastors who were helping us those days. So with their assistance, we were trying to reestablish church life in those places. And this was, for me, a way to share what we have received freely from you to give further. We have received freely. With same dedication, we are giving to different places, in Slovakia, Czech Republic, Romania, Bulgaria, Latvia, Lithuania, Ukraine, Russia. So finally, we established, you know, School of Evangelization and Bible School in Orthodox Church in Moscow, which was, you know, our our greatest desire, and it's still functioning, it's still alive, you know. Colin was those days also a constant help to us. He was coming for our summer school to prepare our teams, to prepare our training so that people better equipped could go further. So these efforts are also part of your investment, you know. And always I want to stress you're giving unconditionally, free, you know. And we are also challenged to give same way, freely. And this was joy to receive and to give and to see growth of others, you know. So thank you very much for wonderful things that really God placed into your hearts, you know. So let me say one more thing about what we are doing now. Last decade, we found that with this mission orientation, we have to really seek from the Lord what He wants from us. For the last decade, we were hearing from the Lord, seeking from Him a new vision, vision being renewed, and approach, you know, to the vision has been renewed. So today, with as an Christo, as Catholic Association, we are dedicated to evangelism, to life renewal, and Christian unity. So these are three main dimensions we develop our ministry. You know, in evangelization, we found that Alpha is God's given tool, and it's really a blessed tool. You know, I first met Alpha here 25 years ago when Colin was trying to bring Alpha into church as a way of introducing people into the church life, and it was then called Connections. Yeah. But then, and I found maybe there is nothing so special in Alpha, but when we were traveling with our teams, we found in Estonia Alpha. In Estonian Protestant Lutheran Church, Alpha. In Sweden, Northern Sweden, Alpha. In Täby, northern from Stockholm, Alpha with Lutherans and Catholics. Baptists in Sweden, Alpha. And all over there was Alpha. And I found this is humble way how Christians in Europe are rediscovering their common sense. That they have to have same testimony, same background, same basic formation, and they have to speak one language, you know, for Europe. And we went for Alpha. Almost 1,500 students already went through Alpha in our center over the last 10 years, and their life was were changed. As students, they are good missionaries. Now traveling around, they raise a new centers for Alpha, for Alpha, and I see how Alpha is not to be made Catholic, but it is important to be for Catholics because it heals some wounds of our Catholic Church, you know. And I don't want to hide it before you that our church is in a situation of conversion, you know. And John Paul II, he brought the church into a position of conversion. And he said that we have to acknowledge our sins and we have to humble ourselves before the Lord because otherwise we'll be humbled before the world. And so this is one thing, you know, that charismatic Anglican tradition is helping us in restoring some of vital things in our faith. Which we had always very good in theory, but we're less perfect in practice. You know? So we train how to practice in a better way. You can see this amazing altar boys here, on like three angels, you know, standing. So we strongly connect evangelism, you know, that we start anew with things we do with Alpha. Also, we focus our evangelization around us being as a worshiping community, you know. We found how much Lord's presence is doing all things we really cannot do. So when people are coming and are with us and they experience God's presence, they say, truly God is amidst of you. And so many things happen, much more happens, much more that is said just happens because God is between us. So and so we are so grateful for Chris and Colin that by their visits over the last 2 years, they brought a new dimension of freedom in worship among of us. We need it. We need to be constantly reminded that it is so important to us. Another dimension of our work is life renewal. We see, we do several seminars for families, marriages, men, women, and teenagers weekends to see their faith to become style of life. You know, within our tradition, we have people are prone to pray. You know, they're pietistic in their expression, but not many times their life really comes into being a living reality. Their faith is becoming a living reality. You know, so we just. Our training is to be focused on the Bible first. Okay. I can silence myself for your goodness. Okay. This is one thing. And also this Christian life renewal is heading towards people making their life more focused on the life of others, on caring for others than on themselves, you know. And this is vital for our formation. And over the last years, you know, the issue of Christian unity became very, very important for us, you know. Christian unity, because we realize so strongly that without this, and this is our main motivation, the world will not recognize Jesus, you know. It will not be able to see Jesus, you know. So I constantly repeat on our weekends, you know, that now we are in a very challenging momentum of the history for Europe, because there is only chance that Europe will hear again Christians while they will one voice for Europe. If we will introduce people into our divisions, you know, they are fed up of us. You know, they will not want to hear about Christians, you know, in Europe. And this is not a goal we have to achieve, but it's a starting point. And I don't know how to achieve, but right now is a momentum that is a starting point, you know. And Alpha is also a sign of it. So I see. God is challenging us. This is a deep challenge, but also He provides tools for this, you know, so we can enjoy coming in and be one voiced and be able more and more and stronger one voice speak towards Europe, so that the world would not judge us, you know, and smile on us, on our divisions. And sometimes we are more ready to expose our weakness before the world, so to see others' weaknesses, you know. And so it gave us two things, you know. First, we found that trying to heal division in our church, we have really to come into the time of conversion, especially before Jewish nation, you know. When there was told Catholic Church by Pope, you know, we have to convert as a church, you know. There are people, bishops, cardinals, who are saying, maybe it is not the church that has to be converted, but the people of the church. It is not the sin of the church, but the sin of the people of the church. But because of Jewish nation, because what was officially many times written in Spain and other countries of Europe against Jews, you know, church found... the solution, we have to convert as a church, you know. So really Jewish nation brought us into the position of conversion. And we are so grateful. And now I see how there are rapid changes in attitudes in our church, you know. The present Pope never visit other country without first going to synagogue and greeting our older brothers, or rather our sons of of Abraham before he goes and turns into the other Catholic and other churches, because it is simple. We told Jews, you have not done well, God rejected us, now it is our turn, you know. And over centuries we see again, you know, there are Christians who speak one to another, you know, you haven't done well, God rejected you, now it is our turn, you know. So this division with Jewish nation is a mother of every division in the church. So we focused, you know, that we have ready to give ear and to hear from our Messianic brothers and sisters what are their hearts, what we should need, what we should, how we should come into repentance before them, so that this deep over centuries wound could be healed. This is one thing, you know, and it really brought so much joy, you know, we're having our youth weeks from different churches, young people from different churches, and also from Messianic groupings together, seeking for unity, seeking for God, and trying to find hope for their life, for the future of body of Christ on earth. So the other thing is unity, which is essential these days between charismatic independent churches and Catholic Church. You know, however you look globally, these are two main streams of Christianity that enjoy most development. You know, charismatic free churches and the Catholic Church. At the same time, it seems to be like there is an unbreakable wall of division between these two realities. You know, and it is so difficult to cross over. So that's why I think it's a special challenge for us, you know, to foster unity between those bodies, you know, because we are divided, but we'll never accept division between us, don't we? It is a pain of the church, but it's not the way of the church. So we want to foster unity between bodies. And what we found, that really Pentecostal experience is a very unique tool to help us to restore our heart's unity in the spirit of the living God, you know. And I think we have to explore more and more what we have got in the spirit, this bond, because in him, this bond of unity has never been broken, you know. And his spirit never makes divisions. and he works in us, not respecting any of our divisions. And we have to be following our brothers in faith, Jews, having to be very humble before him and saying, we are not able to accept any division because it is not proven by the Spirit of the living God anywhere, anyhow. So, we found that first we have to learn how to respect, you know, everything what is from the Spirit in any church tradition, regardless of the church tradition, you know. I remember once Venus Simons, one of the Pentecostal leaders, you know, who wrote the history of Pentecostalism, you know, once he was invited to be part of a big conference in Steubenville, you know. And I know from Father Peter Hocken this history, you know, he entered the hall and he found this enthusiastic young people and he says, "Wow, they are singing our songs," you know. And I says, "Wow, they are using our gifts," you know. So thank you, brother and sisters, you know, from Pentecostal tradition and the tradition that follows, for wonderful songs, for using wonderful gifts, you know. But I want to make you aware that you did it for us. You did this for us, and we are so grateful. We are so happy. You did it for us because this is from the Spirit, and what is from the Spirit is ours. So being here, I'm aware that everything that you recognize, I recognize among you from the Spirit is mine. It's not yours only, it's mine. Here in this building, everything is mine, isn't it? It's everything in Lanzcorona, wherever we go from the Spirit. Isn't yours? Is it yours? Is it yours? You know, these people we serve, we do not serve them our life. We serve his life, yeah? We give him grace. We give these people to him because it is his life in them, you know. They are not our people. They are his people, aren't they? So we are brother and sister in one yoke, aren't we? Yeah. But we have only difficulty to discover this, you know. But wherever we meet for the purpose to discover this, there's always such a deep Holy Spirit presence, you know. You can experience so much from the Spirit, you know. When I see now Messianic brothers being baptized in the Holy Spirit, you know, they're in awe, like for Jews in Cornelius' house, you know. How it's possible that we Messianic brothers, you know, from Baptist churches are baptized in the Spirit in a Catholic environment, you know. Because it is one Spirit, yeah? One Spirit, one joy, one hope. We all have one hope. There is no two hopes. One hope. There's one Messianic Jew who was celebrating Passover for us, and he said, asked him, how do you feel about this Passover? I think, you know, I always believe in the Holy Spirit presence during this celebration, but I always thought that we Poles and Jews will always be two. But the Lord said we are one, and I started to believe it, you know. So even impossible things start to be possible. So we found this, there are the ways, you know, of new desire to explore Spirit baptism towards unity, you know, because this is a time we have to step above all our doctrines and to see for the purpose to see our hearts being changed. Otherwise we will be always celebrating our status quo, which is not ours. And the Lord cannot really reveal our status quo to its full extent, because he wants to give us his charism, you know, his status quo. And this is what you are earning for. This is what you are doing here, you know, as a fellowship, you know, trying to bring and to keep this life, you know. We brought this life, and this is our responsibility to make more and more this life the life of the whole body, you know. You have your challenges, we have our challenges. So my time is going to an end. I'm sorry, there was so much to share with you. But please receive your wisdom that you, please keep this life that you worked out over years, you know, and the heritage you always cherish. It has to be cherished because it's very precious that the Holy Spirit made among you. It is his deep work is something that we cherish deeply. And we cannot see our church being renewed without you being with us. Because it was like the vision the church received, Second Vatican Council vision. We received this vision because also the representatives of mainline Protestant churches were as advisors, you know. And we were eager to hear from them. So also the realization of this vision, all the process has to be the same, you know. Our evangelism has to be together with you, because what we do, we have to hear from your ears, it's pleasing to you. And what we build can last, not only for us, but for you also, you know. Can you understand? Am I something? So this is my message for you, you know. This is my message, which is very much along what Rupert said, you know. Keep the course. Keep the course. Feed the poor in the time of big harvest, of less harvest, independently. Just keep the course, you know. But at the same time, as we are with respect to whatever God has done among you, I kindly ask you, you know, to have respect for whatever Holy Spirit did in other traditions, you know. If you are convinced, just receive it because it's yours. And have respect towards this, because then you will enjoy more and more richness. So that the same spirit that inspired Colin and Rupert 30 years ago complete his work, as he worked in me 25 years ago, and through all this time preserve this work for your children and for children of your children. And let us preserve bond of unity unless the Lord will teach us how to come to the perfection, as we can read from Ephesians 4, 3 to 13. So make every effort to keep unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, just as you are called to one hope when you are called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. And again, so Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Amen. Amen. So I just brought with me some discs, you know, from the conference we had last year, which was called Ecumenism of the Spirit. Colin was also part of this conference. It was first of this kind conference in Central Europe. It was official dialogue. They started officially 2 years ago between Catholic Church and Charismatic Free Churches. You know, there were some leaders of free churches, among them Ulf Ekman from Sweden, who were invited to lead official dialogue. And this was the first of this kind of conference that was trying to establish some frame for this dialogue, you know, to explore what we share in the Spirit for unity of our hearts. And I have with me some tapes if you would be ready to hear from this and to move this direction. This is what I have for you. Thank you very much for patience and for hearing from me. And again, I encourage you, keep the course. Keep the course, because the Lord will know how to make use of everything, of the freedom that you have in the Spirit, of the freedom that we have to bring this into the church, and he will make, he will open doors that seems to be closed to bring all your riches into the mainstream of Christian churches, you know. So, but this is a time of testing, you know. There are too many people, too many Christians, you know, too many walking in the Spirit, too many communities. They finished a day before, you know, the things should happen, you know. 1 minute before everything came to realization. So faith is okay. Holy Spirit is okay. But it produces fruit with endurance. Faith with endurance. So be endured. Keep the course. Keep the course. This is my message for you. And thank you for what you have invested in me. It works. And and I experience more and more joy. So may I shortly pray for you. Okay, closing this. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for these brothers and sisters of this church. Thank you for the generosity I've experienced in my life from them. Thank you for unconditional love and help and support that I have received from them over years. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for an example of life in you they have been for me. Thank you for the challenge they have been for me and for the challenge they have been to Catholic communities and to our church. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. And I ask you to restore more and more their hope, to give power, to send your Spirit again, to breathe here again. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the intimacy in you that they experience for you. Thank you for the world they have in their hearts. Thank you for the course they have right now. Lord Jesus, thank you for the bond we have in peace and we expect to come to more maturity in you soon, to more clearness where we are soon, and we can enjoy waiting together our common hope, your coming back in glory. Amen. Amen. Thank you.